It is the riot.
Welcome back, Obi. He had the day off yesterday, which is why we said there would be no podcast yesterday.
Yes. What did I do yesterday? I had somebody come and look at my refrigerator and then offer to charge me a lot of money, which I'm very excited about.
But it was a nice listener. So, you know, it was actual real money and not like inflated amount.
He was trustworthy.
Yeah.
So it was not nice. It was not a stretch. And then I also spent the day playing Zelda. It's so good. It's so good. I've told people that it's really good, but I will just tell you, like, it's better than I said it was.
As a podcast listener, you might be used to just our daily podcast now for the worst of Riot, but if you go to riot.radiou.com, you can also sign up to make sure you get our Riot Control podcast. Mm-hmm. So that way, if we do any game coverage, console coverage, tech coverage, it's sent out there.
Yeah, it's all there. Anything else, Nikki?
Glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back too. Feeling great. On top of the world, actually. The whole world. Here's what I got for you. Spawn is going to be nasty. Ice cream.
Can we please make that become a thing?
Ice cream.
Excuse me.
Gilmore Girls, Avian Flu,
coming back.
And goats,
mm-hmm.
Godzilla, and hair in your food.
Okay. A nice, well-rounded list.
Honestly, when I hear that list, it sounds like us. That sounds like something we talk about.
We also did the Riot food fight.
Oh, and yeah, I forgot to mention that. It's in there.
I have a chip stuck in one of my teeth, my tooth.
That's what I actually don't like about Lay's chips, like, and a lot of potato chips. Like, once you take a bite, they just turn into this mush.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, all food becomes a mush.
Yes,
I understand that.
I like the wavy potato chips, you know, that have the ridges in them.
Now,
I like those.
Would you prefer a Ruffles or a wavy Lay's?
A Ruffles.
Because they're different size waves.
Yeah, the Ruffles, the all dressed.
Well,
just like that.
That's Nikki's go-to.
That's a go-to chip, and that's perfect. Ruffles, wavy, good flavor. Done.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I see you dipping them in maple syrup while you wear your hockey jersey, I'm going
to
know that there's something you're not telling me.
Well, I'm not having them that much.
I'm not convinced.
Yes, all dressed is the number one flavor in Canada.
So says the Ruffles.
Chips. Yeah.
Well, hey, you guys have a fantastic Tuesday. Enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
We've all been there, right? You know, you're headed to McDonald's. You're all excited to finally get a chance to taste that Shamrock Shake. It's back! It's back, guys! And you get in there, and what do they say to you? Oh, sorry, the ice cream machine's down.
Oh, they're out of it.
Ice cream's broken. Well, okay, can I get a McFlurry? It's still ice cream, you idiot. It's all ice cream.
It's all the same machine.
You're not getting it. It's the same. Dang it. Can I get an apple pie? Apple pie machine is down. We have French fries. And that's all you can get? Well, McDonald's feels your pain. They know what it's like for you to show up time after time after time looking for that fix of cheap ice cream and whatever that weird flavor is that they put in Shamrock Shakes. I'm telling you, it's not just mint. There's something
else in there.
I don't know what Shamrock tastes like, but they've boiled it down and they've figured it out. McDonald's has announced that across all of their many, many franchises, they're going to be introducing a new, easier to maintain ice cream maker.
So it won't be down as much?
That's what they say.
Hmm.
Both in the United States and in Europe.
Now, I'm not really one to go for McDonald's ice cream treats, so I don't quite know like if that's a consistent problem across the board. But it must be if they're wanting to overhaul it.
I think it is. Like, I have definitely experienced the go to McDonald's to get ice cream. Where I live right now, there was a time when McDonald's was basically the only option for ice cream. They've opened other things in the area now, but it was like, you want ice cream, must go to McDonald's.
Or if you just want like just a cone or something.
Yeah, for like
something
a buck,
easy.
For like a buck, you can just get a cone. You know, to get a fix for the fix. You know, just like
small little quick fix. It's
I need some
and
ice
no
cream.
No one had to know, you know? It was just there. You were just going and getting it.
You go in, you're like, can I get an ice cream cone? Hey, is the ice cream machine down?
You're like, shh, please don't tell people. We just go through the drive-thru.
So it's definitely a thing. So the other thing I have heard about the existing ice cream machine at McDonald's is that they don't get cleaned very often because they're so hard to clean.
Sure.
And they're typically just filthy.
Oh.
So I've heard.
Yes, allegedly.
I just assume that about everything at them.
Yes.
McDonald's, but
well, I also just assumed, you know, you'd hit the shift where no one knew what they were doing. So the ice cream was the first machine to go when no one knew how to fix it.
Well, it sounds like that's all going to change. So if you are someone that frequently...
You've been burned before.
Stop at McDonald's and you're so tired of it. Just tired of this.
They understood that that's a problem and they're fixing it.
They're working on it. So they say in some markets it's already out, but over the year, they're going to be rolling it out and helping people get the McDonald's ice cream they deserve.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the riot on Radio U.
It's been about a year, and we said it would happen, and it kind of has and kind of hasn't. But I think this is it. I think it's going to be set in cement. Here we go. Last year, February, Deadpool, an R-rated comic book movie, hits theater screens, makes big money, and we said, oh, here we go. The only lesson anybody's going to learn from this thing is R-rated makes it good. That's what makes it good.
Well, that kind of left the impression with certain movies that they could go all the way.
Yeah.
Throw whatever they want in there, and that it might actually do better compared to a lower rating and a bigger potential audience.
Fast forward to Logan, March 3rd, 2017, R-rated. It's doing gangbusters.
That was the only one. The other Wolverine ones were PG-13.
They were. See, the thing is, though, and I keep coming back to this, is that I saw Logan over the weekend. It wasn't good because now Professor X and Wolverine can drop all the F-bombs. That I continue to struggle with the idea of, like, somehow swearing makes something authentic. Like, you know what? No one had an authentic character struggle until they were allowed to say the F-word as many times as they wanted. And then, when they could, suddenly it got real.
Sure.
And I could feel the angst and the heartbreak. And, okay, there was some brief nudity, and that helped with the angst a lot, too. I didn't feel it they said those words.
That's kind of like how the studios, I feel, treat it.
They do. It's almost like, look, guys, this is the way it really is for grown-ups. All right? We're going to tell a real grown-up story here.
Which makes it a bit like they're not respecting our intelligence.
I agree with you. It annoys me to no end. Whereas, I can tell you right now, Logan was very good, and they could have easily, if they would have told that story at a PG-13 rating, it would have been just as good.
Sure.
Nobody understands that. They're like, the reason those other Wolverines weren't good wasn't how bad the scripts were when they were terrible. Don't get us wrong. But if Wolverine had swore several times in that last Wolverine movie, it would have been perfect. Don't worry about the Silver Samurai Power Rangers whatever thing we threw in and how the last 15 minutes sucked so bad. If he had been swearing while he was fighting the Silver Samurai, it would have been the best movie, guys. It would have been the best. So, all of that to say, Todd McFarlane has just come out and said, oh, you thought that Deadpool and Logan were dark. We're working on a Spawn movie right now.
It'll be dark.
These are his words. It's going to be a dark R. Deadpool and Logan, it's going to be dark. It's going to be nasty. That's what he says. That's his word. It's going to be nasty.
Nice.
Are you kidding?
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait.
Nikki's going to have to smack me. I rolled my eyes and they're stuck up here somewhere. Somebody help me fix this. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the answer. What you need is to make it nasty. You know, I went back. The Spawn comics, when did they start? Like in the 90-something? I joined one of these other comic book services, and I read like the first 10, 12 issues of Spawn. Guess what? It's not any good.
Very unfamiliar with the character.
It's not very good. But had a movie. They had an animated HBO TV
show. You know
show.
Why, though?
What?
None of those things were nasty.
If they were nasty, Nikki,
then you wouldn't be saying this.
We would still be talking about
we
it.
We wouldn't even have this conversation. We'd be just sitting at the theater waiting for the nasty movie to come out.
Like, oh, bro, did you hear the riot yesterday? They were so nasty. That they made Logan and Deadpool seem PG-13, okay?
That's the new term.
They were so dark, they were nasty.
Nasty dark. It's just weird. But that's what studios, that's how they're going to roll with it.
Oh my gosh, that's not what makes something good. Give me a break, but it's fine. You know what? We'll just move right along here.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
So, it's official. The Switch is the fastest selling console in Nintendo history.
Yes, that came out Friday, right? It's like, oh, it's already been out.
It seems like it was a bit much. They say, I don't know that I have exact numbers here, but they say that the Friday through Saturday sales for the console is the most they've sold in 2 days in Nintendo history. So, that includes everything, like every single one. So
which was the one that did well for them before? Not the Wii U, but the
second next was the Wii.
Yes. Okay, it was just called Wii.
And let's see, they say also here, Zelda for Nintendo Switch is the best-selling standalone launch title in Nintendo history. So aside from pack-ins, because like Wii Sports was a pack-in, so everybody got
sure.
that when they bought a Wii.
But, so its numbers would be more.
Yeah. Don't have exact numbers, but one of the guys working at Nintendo tweeted that yesterday.
If you have not yet made the call if you want one or not, the unboxing video is still available through our mm-hmm. Radio U Riot YouTube channel. If you want to see OB meticulously open up the box.
Yeah, the Switch continues, like, it's cool. I got my Switch Pro controller this weekend. I did it!
When you play Zelda, he realized...
The Switch,
you needed the bigger controller.
The controller is fine when you've got those Joy-Cons on the side of the Nintendo Switch screen and you're out, you know, somewhere and you decide like, hey, I want to play Zelda. That's great.
But so you want to put some hours in.
When I'm at home and as Nikki has said, putting in some hours, after a while I'm like, look, this thing feels like it's for kids. I need a grown-up controller. I need a nasty controller.
You need a pro controller.
So it's stupid expensive, but I had a gift card. It was the last gift card. It was the last gift card of Christmas, and it and $20 got me a pro controller.
But you found one. I was surprised.
I was surprised too. I actually found it at Walmart. I was there for something, and I thought, you know what? It's not going to be there, but just for kicks, let's go ahead and take a walk through. And I saw they had two, and you're just like...
You're just like, nah.
I'm standing there with my hand on the glass like, excuse me. Nobody can have this. Is mine.
I called
this. This is mine.
One.
You can't have this. I was here first. It's mine.
Well, I'm glad you found it.
I tried to contain my excitement, but I was excited. I feel like I've maintained my calm through the whole, you know, retail experience and got the heck out of there and then got to my car and did a little dance. And then went home and played. So, yeah, man, I just am curious to see, again, if I wanted to switch today, could I go out and buy one?
Is it in stores or, yeah.
Is that hard? I talked to some people at GameStop on Friday and then at Best Buy on Saturday. And you know what? Kudos to all of you that listen, that work in those places, that checked in with me. Because a lot of people did. They're like, hey, did you find your controller? I heard rumors of one over here. But the Best Buy guy was telling me that they had their Thursday night allotment. Then they got another shipment of them in middle of the day on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea
after that, as
the weekend went on, if people were buying them or what. So if you happen to see one in the wild, you should let me know. I'm just curious. Again, we don't know how many they've sold, but in 2 day totals from Friday to Saturday, they sold more Switches than they did Wii's. And I think some of that might just have to do with if they just had more available.
Product available at the time.
Because I think they sent one Wii to every store, and that was all they sent for a whole year. But that's another story.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's The Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, do you find it hard to concentrate during the day?
Not really. I've never really had a concentration problem.
Do you find it hard to care about anything at all ever?
Well, that creeps up every so often. That's not a concentration problem, though.
Yeah. Well, I would like to introduce you to some mindfulness headphones. Now, keep in mind, we have talked about those before.
Okay.
But I guess I'm calling them mindfulness. They're calling them mindset headphones. But these, to me, seem to be the first ones that are created by a company that you've heard of. Onkyo is introducing these headphones. So the idea behind them is they are supposed to help you focus by monitoring your brain waves. So these headphones will sense when your brain starts to get tired, and they'll tell you, like, hey, time to take a break.
Supposed to wear these during the day when you're working?
Yes, or whatever it is that you do. And they'll say, hey, your brain's tired. It's time to take a break. And the idea is that they will help you to understand things that make your brain tired. And obviously, these are things you'll have to do. So if it's like, well, I spent a bunch of time on Twitter, it wore me out, or at this or whatever, and it will tell you, like, hey, this exhausted you. So you'll be able to know which tasks actually make you mentally tired, so that over time you could begin scheduling yourself differently.
So it can help you recognize when you're not focused. If it senses you're distracted, it'll send a light audio signal that'll make you focus once more.
Mm-hmm. So the idea here is it's all about brain waves, though I find myself wondering, is it all just a scam?
And in itself, is wearing the headphones a distraction, the biggest one of them all?
Boy, wouldn't you like to try it, though? And I feel like part of the reason why I'm willing to try it is because I'll just buy any headphones.
We do like that.
I love headphones, so I'm just like, yeah, I'll buy them, whatever.
This is especially good if you're someone who has maybe more along the lines of ADD, they said, and you just need something to redirect you and refocus you to realize when you're having a problem and you're not focusing where you should.
I want to try it. I want to see how they work.
I just want to see if they work or not.
Mindset improves your concentration.
They are $229 for early bird.
But it looks like,
so once that stock and it comes out and then they go up, it'll be basically $249.
They have 229 of the early birds left.
Shipping is in December, as in like next December.
Like this.
Yeah, this coming 9 months from now. 2017, like this year, but later, September or yeah. December.
So what do you think the chances are of those ship in December? No way.
Maybe not.
So, I mean, they for the sound, they partnered with Onkyo, but the tech is proprietary. So I don't know how they're working all that out. But yeah, these are going to read your brain waves, Nikki, and help you focus. I feel like I could benefit from something like that.
See, I just like sometimes wearing headphones. They're very comforting. You just wear them. You don't necessarily have to be listening to something, but kind of focuses you back and gets you your own little bubble to get working and stuff.
Don't you think part of that is us, though?
Yes,
because
we're radio.
We spend so much time
Absolutely.
Wearing headphones.
So I don't feel like I need to spend $250 on another pair.
Yeah. Well, or it's not $250. It's only $229.
If you get in early.
Yeah. So, I mean, if right now, if you would just go ahead and be willing to invest in the future of this company.
To be better.
It is a Kickstarter.
Yeah, I don't have the concentration problems I think needed to have to wear those.
Okay. I feel like I do, but we'll just go ahead and
we'll just pass on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but man, if someone else wants to buy them and then I'll just borrow them long term, that would be great because I would like to try them.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
So, Nikki, you were one of the people who last Black Friday were glued to your Netflix-enabled device.
And I watched Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Did you see all the chatter yesterday about Gilmore Girls?
I did not, even though I know there's been talk. There is another season that's coming.
Okay, well, there isn't.
First off, there
yes,
is.
There is not.
There is. You don't just do that, okay?
Well,
with the cliffhanger they did, there is another season.
I thought, given what everyone said, that it seemed like they had already, like, the contracts were signed and confirmed. Apparently not. So they are saying that right now, Netflix and whoever the heck the Gilmore Girls people are in talks.
Yeah, but it is going to happen.
They're in talks.
There's there's no way that talk wouldn't work.
To see if
that'd
going
be a
to...
complete breakdown if that didn't work out.
You think so?
Oh yeah, that's gonna happen.
But I mean, like, do you think the numbers were there?
Yes, I assume they were.
What makes you think that?
Because I know it. Just stop asking. Just stop. There's going to be more Gilmore Girls. I mean, it's obvious. I actually assumed they filmed two seasons while they were doing it, but maybe not.
Well, here's what they say. Sarandos, the creator, he says that...
Ted Sarandos from Netflix?
Well, he said that all these talks are very preliminary, so...
That just means they're negotiating right now, and this is what people do during negotiating.
Do you think all of this is just a negotiating tactic?
It is. It happens. No one wants to say it's confirmed quite yet, but I'm sure it's on its way.
You think so? You think maybe this is a high-pressure thing? Are they holding out for more money?
Well, just maybe the logistics of it to make sure. But they said you maybe will have to wait a couple of years, but it delivered and there's a possibility of more.
Okay, you're right. Ted Sarandos is the chief content officer of Netflix. So he's not connected to Gilmore Girls.
He's
just
Netflix.
The Netflix guy. Oh, yeah. They're leaning on him right now, Nikki. That's what's happening. This is a lean. It's like, yeah, we'd love to give you more Netflix or more Gilmore Girls. We're dying to give you more Gilmore Girls.
Will Gilmore Girls
but
give us more Gilmore Girls?
We're having
Girls.
Very preliminary talks. We don't really know at this point. Yeah, you know, best of luck to them, though. We really hope it works out. Well, Nikki, it might be time for you to use your powers to lean into Netflix a little bit and let them know.
That, well, I could be the mediator between the two.
You think so?
If they got a fan that came in, just a fan of Netflix and a fan of Gilmore Girls.
They could come together.
Come together, get everything all signed off on, and get something going.
What's it
going
to take for me to put the two of you into a contract today?
I watched all four of them.
Yes.
Like, all on Black Friday.
All the way through.
All the way through, no stopping.
So
when I get used to that, it was like when the Lord of the Rings stuff used to come out at Christmas. Like, that was just a mile marker of the year.
Yeah.
So even though it's only been once, Gilmore Girls, I expect to have it all ready to go by Black Friday.
The next Black Friday.
Now, that might be rushing it a bit, but we could do that.
Hey, just putting you on notice, you guys have got about 8 months here.
So get it together.
So I would get to work right now.
Because I'm expecting it now.
Nikki needs
like,
her Gilmore Girls
enough,
on Black Friday.
It's weird enough that Stranger Things is not in the summer and it's going to be on Halloween. So Netflix has already moved things a little bit too much than we're comfortable with.
Yeah, you're right.
So don't do that to Gilmore Girls.
You're right, Nikki. You're absolutely right.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U. The riot. Food fight.
All right, Nikki, where do you want to start? Beer and brats or Southwestern queso?
So are these Lay's or which one?
They are part of the Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest.
The ones where you can vote on?
You eat them, you vote, then they end up giving that person $1 million before taxes, of course.
Before big chip money.
Right, and et cetera, et cetera.
I feel like I am most curious about the queso, and that is because Obi has had a long love with queso dip. Going back to, there's a place in Nashville, San Antonio Taco Company.
Yes.
Their queso dip. I want to try that one without having any other
Okay, so we start
flavors.
There.
Let's do queso first.
All right. So I'm opening the bag here. Now I'm pulling out some chips. I'm going to hand you the bag.
I think it's correct to say, though, the queso that you normally like is not necessarily classified as Southwestern.
No, not really.
So this is a
then
South...
Then again, San Antonio's in... Is it the Southwest?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm smelling it. It just smells like a chip.
It does. Well, you get a little hint of something. Southwestern queso flavored.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, potato chips. And these are bumpy potato chips.
Mm.
Well, that's an interesting flavor.
Very cheese. I'm not getting...
I don't know. No, you get a little bit on the back end. A little bit of the Southwestern flavor, I think they're wanting us to think it is.
Okay. Yep.
That is pretty good. Yeah. That's good.
Not blown away, but I'm not mad at it.
Like, it's not replacing if you had a bowl of queso dip, but...
Ooh, got a little spice there.
A little bit.
A little bit of spicy cheese.
Mm. Okay. Southwestern queso. Yeah, sure. That works.
Okay, so we move into the second Lay's Do Us a Flavor, which is beer and brats. And I just got to tell you what... I love brats and I hate beer. So.
I think it might be heavy on the brat flavor. do you think?
I'll tell you what.
And you like brats.
When you open up the bag, it smells like a brat in there.
That, I think,
it actually does.
That's the big push to this one.
Boy, that's kind of weird, actually, that they're able to take what a brat is and give you the smell of it.
Yeah, you can get a little bit of that tone to it.
It smells like brat on the grill, man.
Yeah, the grill seasoning with it.
All right.
Beer and brat.
Oh, that is weird. It is weird how it tastes like a brat. That's weird. Why? How do they do that?
It just makes you hate because you're like, this is science.
Cheese I get, but why does this taste like a brat?
Tastes like a brat. I wonder if you combine the brat one with the queso dip one.
Mix them?
Then it'd be like a cheesy brat.
Boy, that is weird. That tastes like a brat.
It's kind of spot on.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Normally, we don't care for the flavor, the Lay's, like, here, vote on these flavors, because I feel like we haven't had a lot of success with the past ones.
Both of those are good.
These aren't, like, amazing.
You're right.
They wouldn't replace what is your chip of choice, but they're not like too crazy of flavors.
You know what? I think they're both really good. I like them a lot. I mean, I'm not really a chip guy, believe it or not. Like, yeah. I don't go buy bags of chips very often.
Like Doritos.
Yeah. But I think both of those are very good.
You know what? We put them together. Those are good too.
That's a good mix.
You should try that off air.
You know what? If I have to eat two of the chips together, I will.
I guess I'll have to.
If that's what I have to do.
What's the other flavors, or is these the only two out?
You know what? That's a good question.
Is the chicken and waffles one of those? Because someone keeps mentioning those.
I think that's from like last year or something. That's not a
new flavor?
Let's see. Lay's, do us a flavor.
Chips are a good food to have anytime, guys.
Okay, here's the thing is these are not... Okay, are these the ones that are actually...
This is do us a flavor, the pitch.
Well, because what they've got is they have this whole contest where they do, like, you can put basically any flavor that you want on
it. So are they not doing the voting on these? These are just flavors?
I guess not.
Maybe. It says pitch your flavor and you could win $1 million.
I don't know. Well, whatever the heck the thing is that they're doing with those,
I'll tell you,
those are good.
I want a brat right now. I do want that. Just on the grill.
We've got a grill here.
That Costco brat dog.
Let's brat it up. Get some potato buns.
That could be good.
I'm telling you, man, if you want to take it next level, you get a potato bun.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
Many of you messaging me very, very concerned about Nikki's move into goat farming and just concerned about her.
I wish you would have never brought that up. Meaning back in the beginning, months ago, he mentioned if I did not want to have my career in radio anymore, a lot of professional women, this highlighted women, but I'm sure guys can too, leaving the professional world to go and goat farm.
We've had three, I believe, shining examples. Two women, and then we had a man who won the lottery. That was last week, who then built a house where his fiance, soon-to-be wife, would be able to raise the goats, and they could live there in the house and raise the
goats
together.
And have their goats, sure.
Yeah.
But so, it's a thing, and it keeps popping up.
It is. One of the things that some of you were concerned about was this bird flu sickness that was found on a Tennessee farm. Well, you know that's a Tennessee chicken farm. So...
There's no goat flu thing or something?
I mean, it's possible that this flu could jump to goats. I mean, I'm not going to say it's impossible. I haven't done the research, but I just want to let people know that, hey, this is a chicken farm. It's not the goat farm.
But if I had goats, I would have chickens. But not like in a farming sense, but just, hey, I have a couple of chickens.
What are you saying? Like, I might as well have chickens?
Yeah, you might as well have, like, eggs or something.
Well, see, but I want... See. Now, wait, here's the thing. What you're doing is, I feel like you're jumping way ahead. Remember, we're going to get a starter goat.
Yeah, but a starter goat, I'm sure then they would be friends with the chickens.
Do you think they would?
Yeah, I bet so.
Do goats and chickens get along?
I don't see them fighting a whole lot. I don't see YouTube videos on that, which is how I'd be growing my farm stuff. I'd be learning from that. Like, hey, how to raise goats and chickens.
Okay, You know what? I didn't even have to type that much to get the Google suggestion.
Yeah.
Do chickens and goats get along?
What do they say? Are
chickens
they friends?
Chickens and goats get along fine in a larger pen. But even with just goats, that pen, okay, goats will overeat the chicken feed and bloat.
Aww. They're going to say blow up.
Goats are going to get,
eventually.
Eventually, sure.
We don't want bloating to happen.
Yeah, but, you don't. You're going to have to be careful.
Well,
the chickens aren't going to get there.
Still in their own little chicken area, and then I would have goats just wandering around everything.
Oh, look now. Oh, my gosh. I've got a forum here for you, Nikki. BackyardChickens.com. Here's the first question.
What's all on that?
My little one has been begging me for a pygmy goat. I'm building the Taj Mahal of chicken runs, and I have...
What is all this stuff? I don't know some of those words.
Can I put a mini goat in with the chickens and have without issues? As long as you keep the goats out of the chicken feed and keep them wormed, they will be fine. We got a lot of things to learn, Nikki. A
lot of stuff. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
How do you warm a goat?
Well, I'm sure it's the same like with the medicine, like your dogs.
Look here.
Your cats.
I've got chickens, ducks, pygmy goats, and dogs. They all get along great. The goats don't sleep in the chicken run or share a house with them.
What's a chicken run?
Isn't that...
Oh, wait, wasn't that a...
That a movie? That's a movie, right?
So is that the little houses put together with running space in between?
I thought it was a race.
No, it's not. Like, that's who wins the chicken farm competition. I don't want to talk anymore about farming stuff. It honestly makes me uncomfortable, and I feel stupid, so.
Why? Why do you feel stupid?
I don't know enough about it.
And why does it make you uncomfortable?
Because I don't want to take care of them. I do, but I don't.
I
love to have little animals around, but a cat and a dog, not a goat.
You're so specious, Nikki. If I got you, I'm telling you, a baby pygmy goat, that'd be the end of it. All of a sudden, you'd be picking up stray goats, bringing them home.
Is that a thing? I've never seen one. I have seen chickens on the side of the road, like to where they're far enough away from the house.
Do you think they crossed it yet, or was that just...
They're waiting on that for the joke.
They're not sure.
No, but they're just like hanging out in the little ditch in between. It's like, what are you guys doing? Don't you keep them in a thing?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, I'll take you. There's this little house. I don't think they care anymore, so they just let them walk around.
Just let the goat. They just let themselves and the chickens go.
That's it. Their property, too. It's gone down.
A lot of things not holding together.
A lot of things they're not really working on. But, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know about that.
Well, and again, everybody, thank you for being so concerned about Nikki. It seems like, for now...
I'm not going to be a goat farmer.
We're okay on the chicken thing. So the goat thing is obviously still open. Nikki's excited about it. She's dying to do it.
I can't wait to do something new.
She can't wait to be a part of your goat farming community.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
So last weekend, the Japan Academy Prize Awards took place. That is basically their Academy Awards.
Oh, I saw what won a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Shin Godzilla.
That may have taken home some Best Picture. It may Best Director. See, I feel like those are the kind of Academy Awards I can get behind.
Like, why can't ours be that way?
Right. Ours are so, you know, is of artistic and cultural merit. You know, highfalutin movies. Then you go to Japan and they're like, yeah, we gave that new Godzilla movie Best Picture.
The best award.
And I'm like,
top one.
That's what I'm talking about, guys.
That's why you would do so much better in Japan.
I think I would. I think...
Would be considered the top, the best of the best.
I know. When I was on the radio talking about Godzilla and everybody else here in America, they're like, oh my gosh, what else is on? Flipping down the dial, changing the podcast, going for something else. In Japan, they would be like, shut up! He's talking about Godzilla!
They would actually ask you for more.
Can we get some more of that? You know, instead of Godzilla 3 minutes, can we do Godzilla 1 hour?
But here, you don't get that appreciation.
You really don't.
I don't even give that appreciation to you for it.
And that's fine. I can live, Nikki. Did you see what won Best Foreign Picture?
No, what was it?
Sully.
Oh.
The Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, yeah. Did anybody see, was that good? Or
I didn't see it.
I mean, it's no Godzilla, but obviously they're saying that too.
Not everything can be.
It's not possible.
Everyone in Japan, people are like, the Sully movie, it crashed because if you look closely, there's a beam of water that comes out, or like laser that comes out of the water.
From one of the monsters.
And that's why the plane crashed. So.
Well, I did not see that. I've only seen part of Godzilla, so...
Shin Godzilla was really good. It's very... let's just say that it's so... I saw it subtitled, and it's so intense that they're constantly switching between, like, this is the foreign ministry, whatever building, and it's like, you got to read that, and then the dialogue is really fast. So it's like, read. I don't even know what happened on screen.
It was exhausting, because not only were you watching it, but you were reading so much.
It was very intense, but I did really like that movie, which I don't... Eventually, it'll come here on video. I saw it in the theater like back in October, so I thought by now it would already be out, but they're actually taking it. It's in all kinds of other foreign markets, whatever. But
it'll
now,
be a while.
Now they can say Japan Academy Prize Best Picture and Best Director, which that's great. And like I said, I don't feel like we need another awards show, but...
Could ours turn into something like that?
Could it be a little more... You know, mainstream? Not that Godzilla is, but there it is. You know what I mean.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
If you're like me, you're interested in having lunch right now, of course. But you're also interested in lunch that you're not going to have to, you know, pay for. Because, let's be honest.
Who wants to do that?
Well, and the food that you want, you have such a... refined palate. I mean, it's not like you can just simply go down to where they're slinging whatever, throwing food out the window at you.
Actually, that sounds good.
If you could just, I'll just open my mouth.
If I make my window the same distance and equal to where your window is, you can throw it right on in.
Just right on in here, sure. So, I just find myself in a position where I'm often unable to eat the food that I feel like I deserve. Because of the money and stuff. And so that's why when looking at this couple in Australia, I feel like they're paving a way for us, Nikki. We see here a man and a woman at the Casa Nostra in Australia, and they are eating their meal. And when their meal is almost over, you can see the woman in the camera reach up, pull a hair out of the back of her head.
Oh, and put it in?
Put it in her soup and then put a bunch of salt on it. Then they wait 3 or 4 minutes and then...
Wonder why they did the salt thing.
You know, I was thinking...
To make it look like it...
You think it would, like, shrivel it up a little bit?
Kind of break it down to look like it cooked with the soup or something?
That's what I was thinking. You feel like maybe they've done this before because the salt tells me... They know something.
Because otherwise it looks like, oh, it's your hair. But right. If it comes in and it looks like it was really a part of the soup, then it looks like someone who was making its hair.
So according to the people that run the restaurant, they said that the couple called them over, talked to the waiter, then talked to the manager, threatened them with bad reviews if they didn't get their meal for free.
And that led them to look at the security footage.
Within a couple of hours, they had 2 bad reviews on TripAdvisor. And so that led them to, yes. Because what they did was they took a look at the hair. The hair, they said, was blonde. And the entire staff that night all had dark hair. So they're going, now, wait a minute.
But the person eating had blonde hair.
So they went back, looked at the footage, saw the woman doing that. And so they've been uploading this everywhere.
So people don't think their restaurant was in the wrong.
Saying, hey, guys, come on.
Now, it's gross when you find a hair in your food, but I will say this. That is the least of your worries.
You feel like that is?
Hair is just the least of the problems. That's the tip of the big iceberg that can be really gross.
I think you're right, because if you think about hair, I mean, that's something that most people at least get it wet. Even if they're not shampooing, at least they're running water through it. And you got to start worrying about things like microbiology.
The other stuff, or the other little creatures and little animals that make their way into your food.
Yeah. I mean, right now, the fact that if you see a human hair in it, you should be excited. A person made it.
Yes, look. Good point.
Wow.
But it's probably your hair.
Well, in this case, you know it's your hair.
It was her hair.
These people are one step away from cutting off a thumb and throwing it in the chili. They're that close. but they haven't gotten there yet.
I just can't stand when people try the bully tactic. Like, they're just trying to get free food, and so, you know, you're just trying to act like or will post bad reviews about the place, and it's not their fault.
You know, the other side of this equation, though, is I will tell you, this takes me back to a time when a particular pizza place, I ordered a pizza from them. 2.5 hours later, I still didn't have my pizza, which first makes me an idiot. Like,
because you're still waiting.
At the 1 hour mark, but they kept telling me, no, it's coming, it's
coming,
it's coming.
You sure you didn't just call it?
I finally called them, like, hey, guys, and the first thing the manager said to me is, you are not getting a free pizza out of this.
You're like, listen, I haven't even gotten a pizza.
I haven't gotten any pizza. Like, forget about a free pizza. I was calling because I've been trying to pay for a pizza. You guys won't even give me a pizza I'm willing to pay for. What makes you think I should expect a free one? Sorry, it just...
That still pain, bothers you 2 years later.
It is still a fresh wound,
Nikki. It is still there.
It's still a fresh wound.
Yep, our food, I mean, we get very personal about it.
Yeah, and sometimes we even put our hair in it.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
How come you didn't come to the party last night? Oh, those darn nuggets!